2EC, we play the South Coast Greatest Hits with the Rolling Stones, 21-8. Time to get into our footy tipping with Mick Wayman, thanks to AMH Auto Group, home of Nissan on the coast. Mick's here. G'day, mate.
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited. Last round of, the season proper anyway, isn't it?
Well, it's been up and down, hasn't it?
All around.
What else can we throw in there?
At least we got some football, though, so thank goodness for that.
Yeah, and look, at the end of the day, you've got to take your hats off to the players. Yes, we've had a few little mishaps here and there, but the season's continued without any major dramas COVID-related. We've had a few little mishaps here, but majority of the players have been very, very well, and it's tough.
Well, navigating a situation we've never had before.
Never, ever. And, they're not allowed to see anyone. They're not, their families aren't allowed to see anyone. Like, I went to Wollongong a few weeks ago, could not see any of them. Wasn't allowed to talk to it, like they had to be distant, away from me, and it must be tough because I know myself, I hate being on my own.
Yeah.
I'd struggle.
Yeah. Especially the Warriors. I mean, they're in another country to their partners.
We forget about,
like,
these
kids.
Guys have been away from their family for 6 months.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Lucky they got each other.
Well, that's true, but even that can become a bit of a hindrance after a while. You get sick of each other. And
maybe
I know
some
myself
teams.
When we used to go away for 2 nights. By that second night, you're just like, get me home. I've got to get away from these blokes.
Well, it's all part of being a team, isn't it? But, I mean, some teams I feel like the Roosters, for example, and the Panthers, they obviously really like each other. There's other teams where you just sort of go, I don't think there's a real lot of camaraderie happening in there.
Dragons, Brisbane, example.
Exactly right. So let's get into round 20. It kicks off tonight with the Broncos taking on the Cowboys. Broncos going to get the wooden spoon?
I think the Cowboys will win this game. As we just mentioned with the Broncos, I don't really think there's a hell of a lot of comradeship there, camaraderie or whatever you'd like to say. I don't think
teamwork.
There's just nothing there. It's Darius Boyd's last game, which I like Darius and I wish him well. And it's a shame to see a guy like that to be such a powerhouse in the NRL for such a long time to finish the way he did.
Yeah.
I don't think he deserved that. And I believe he's been playing some pretty good football the last few months of his career. So he's not going to be remembered for that, which is it's a shame.
Do you think being at Suncorp might help them?
I think it will, yeah. And I think Darius's last game may help. But I can't see him beating the Cowboys.
Yeah. Especially with that. Who's that big fella?
The Fifita's out?
No, that big fella in the Cowboys.
Oh, Tom Malolo.
Yeah, him. He's a big unit.
You haven't done your homework there, Kim.
Oh, I had it in my brain. I just couldn't pronounce it. Now, tomorrow night, it's the Titans and the Knights on the Gold Coast.
Go the Knights. It's going to be a cracking game. I like the way the Titans have been playing.
They've been going really well.
They have. Huge credit to Justin Holbrook, who's turned that team right around. But I just think the Knights will be too strong.
Okay. And the Rabbitohs and the Roosters. Now, this is going to be a game epic at ANZ.
I'll go the Roosters. I think the Rabbits last week were disgraced by a red-hot Bulldog side. But,
yeah, really.
If they're to go well in this competition, they've got to be up better than that. And I think the Roosters will show that they are. I think the final score will be 28-22.
I hope so, because I like those big scoring games. The Roosters last week had so many of their big players on the sideline and they still played amazing football.
Yeah, they do. Doesn't matter who. It's a bit like Melbourne. Doesn't matter who you put in that position, young guy, old guy, they'll go out there and do the job.
Yeah, they're good, aren't they? So if you want to pick the score, 2ec.com.au. Saturday, the Doggies and the Panthers at ANZ. Now, the Panthers have been playing still continually, consistently great football.
They keep making a liar out of me every week. I'm going to go to the Panthers again. Very, very impressed with how they're going. But as the Bulldogs last week come out and beat Souths and they hung on. When we look at the Bulldogs games over the years, they haven't been disgraced. Not once have they been disgraced like a Brisbane. They've always kept competing right to the end. They just haven't had the cattle there. But I can't see the Panthers getting beat there.
No, same. The Sharkies and the Raiders. Now, this is a game that I'm obviously really interested in, being the Raiders at Jubilee. There's a couple of thugs that I don't like in the Sharks that turn me off the Sharks. I don't like that Dugan, and I don't like... Is there a Fifita in the Sharks?
Yeah, there's a Fifita at the Sharks, a Dugan.
Those two blokes, I'm just like, can't cope with them. So any team they're playing, I'm going for the other team.
Well, the Raiders are resting a lot of guys in this game, which...
Who's out this week then?
Oh, about 10.
Of the Raiders?
Yeah, Nickel Klogstad.
not my chance. What's he going to sit
centers,
on the sideline?
Yeah, they're just going to rest them all up. Both centres, Jared Croker and...
So there'll be some
there's a hell of a lot out. Papali, there's a lot of guys having a spell.
Okay.
Which is good. It gives everyone that hasn't played for a while a bit of a run because there's no reserve grade this year.
Yeah.
So coming into finals, you need to have these guys... You know, game fit if there is injuries to come in. So you applaud the coaches for doing this because, you know, once you want to win and roll, you don't want to stop that. But these guys want to make sure they're ready to go when they're called upon. So
good on you, Ricky. That's a good move, I reckon. I'm still going for the Raiders.
Yeah, so am I.
The West Tigers and the Eels at Bankwest?
I'm going to go West Tigers on this one.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Chris Lawrence last game, Benji Marshall's last game. I think there'll be a lot to play for here. And, you know, these bottom sides that are sort of outside the eight will make it very, very hard for these positions of where the top eight finish.
Well, they've got nothing to lose, do they?
They haven't, no.
So go,
and they've got
go,
a bit of,
guns.
You know, emotion there with Benji and Chris Lawrence, who are... Been around the club for a long, long time, so I think it's going to be a good night for them.
I want to see the Eels go down because they're at number four and the Raiders are at five, so I'd like to see them
nice,
lose.
Yeah.
Sunday, the Warriors and the Seagulls. That's on the Central Coast.
Yeah, I'm going to go the Warriors. Last game, these guys are really going to want to get home.
Seagulls have been disappointing,
haven't
they?
They've been up and down all year and, you know, too many injuries. And
a lot of injuries.
Just I don't know, they just don't seem to have it this year.
No, and they can't play with one player going well daily. I mean, he plays
he
consistently well every week, but, yeah, unfortunately, hasn't been a great year for Manly. And your Dragons are taking on the Storm at Jubilee. Oh, that's not going to be easy.
Go the Storm.
Yeah.
Look, very, very disappointed Dragons this year.
Yeah.
Storm arresting a lot of guys, same as the Roosters as well, but also the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I think they're going to have them ready to go.
Mm. Well, there you go, round 20. Hopefully mixed tips will help you if you're doing some tipping. Now, I just want to talk to you about another couple of things. The Batemans Bay Cup is coming up at the Maruya Jockey Club next Friday. Cameron's, your manager at Cameron's in Batemans Bay, Maruya, you are sponsoring the day, so good job.
Yes, it's the Cameron's H Hardware Batemans Bay Cup, which we're very honoured to be a part of. It's always good down at the races there, and we're going to get down there and have a bit of a good time and support the local racing.
Yeah.
That's another one that you got to take your hat off to. The racing industry is how the COVID restrictions have been enforced there for a long time, but everything's continued to go forward.
Mm.
And, you know, they've got a great setup out there, and Brian Counter does a great job, and we love to support local racing. So,
I was talking to Brian yesterday about the Melbourne Cup Tour because usually the cup itself would physically come to different jockey clubs, including Maruya, but it'll be a virtual tour this year.
Yeah, virtual tour. I like everything.
Bloody COVID. And what about this Stars of the Euro Badala? What are you doing?
I'm dancing.
Can you dance?
Twinkle toes, they call me. Can dance.
You can?
Yeah.
Bust a move.
Can bust a move.
Really?
Just depends how many beers I have.
Well, you better get yourself soaked before the day.
No, great cause. Obviously, with my father passing away last year due to the dreaded cancer, and when I was asked by Erica Hazelden, I jumped at the opportunity to be able to, you know, raise money for a great cause and, you know, get a part of it. And I love being a part of the community and putting back in.
Mm.
I know Dad would be very, very proud.
He
used to love a dance, so, I think I've taken after him there. And, yeah, it's a great cause and, you know, training's going really well.
Yeah, and I know that you still like to work out. It's very obvious that you still like to work out.
Well, no, I haven't done anything for 12 months.
Oh, haven't you?
Ask my wife. She's filthy.
Well, this is a different sort of workout for you because you're sort of not lifting weights or anything.
Well, I am actually. I can't give too much away, but we have to do a bit of lifting.
The weight of your partner, perhaps.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's in trouble.
Bench pressing her.
God help her.
Yeah, all right,
mate. No, it's a great, great cause and you see around online. You can donate to your stars. There's a lot of local people around that are involved with it all. And also, too, if you'd like to donate, pop up to Cameron's H Hardware and ask for me and we'll sort it out.
And I'm actually going to be talking to all the stars sort of in the lead. In fact, probably going to do that in the next 2 to 3 weeks, talk to everyone, see what they're up to, you know, what they might have up their sleeve and how everything's going. So we'll probably drag you back in at another time, Mick.
Well, I've got Todd McKenney coming down in a few weeks' time for a bit more practice, a few tippers.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, mate, round 20 tips, thank you for that. And I can't wait to talk next week about how this weekend went and the first week of finals.
Oh, and it's our last game of the under sevens this week too. The mighty under sevens have been flying this week.
The little sharkies.
Everyone says, how do you do it? And I really enjoy it. They're great kids. And to see where they've come from the start to where they are now, it's, although Thursdays can be a little challenging, trying to get them concentrating for the full hour.
Are they playing at home?
No, they play at Naruma. Week, our last game. And look forward to finishing the year off, but also to see how these kids finish up. So.
But how cute are they? Little
Oh, they're great kids. They're so all gorgeous. Really good kids, and it's a credit to all the parents.
Well, have fun. If you'd like to get in to pick the score, 2ec.com.au, thanks to AMH Auto Group. See you next week, Mick.
See you, Kim.